My daughter came to the door and said the hospital phoned and said Peter had an accident, but he would just bring your mother over. And they wouldn't tell her nothing on the phone. And we went over and they told us Peter won't wake up because he's very bad head injuries. The police arrived and they said the fella punched him, Teddy Roston. And then what, didn't even stay with him. The ambulance came, he walked away and left him choking in his own blood.
And talk to us about Peter. He was in the resuscitation room, and you weren't being given that much hope at that point.
No. So we went up then to the intensive care, and the doctor said he wasn't going to wake up, so I says, right, we'll have to get a priest and get him anointed. So we sent for the priest, and we got him anointed. And the next day, he got up and coughed. We were taking all the tubes off him, and they sent him down for another scan, and they said, I thought this man was brain damaged. And there was a clot of blood behind his eye, and he had to be rushed into the Royal. He was in the Royal for a couple of weeks. And he still was unconscious for nearly 6 weeks. And then was down at McGelvin, Ward 31. And then he started to come round a bit in Ward 31. And they sent him to Musgrave to see if they could learn him to walk. But his coordination, with that bad head injury, it's just going to take a long time for if he does come around.
Is he able to talk to you, Maureen?
Well, the talking's not very good. Sometimes you understand them, sometimes you don't.